Ron Purvis didn't know what hit him. His single-prop Cessna was taxiing down the Boyceville Airport runway near Eau Claire when suddenly he collided with something.
Car wing was smashed in, and come to find out, I broke three motor mounts off. There's four total. It had ripped off the left wheel pant and twisted the landing gear and spread itself across the rest of the airplane.
Purvis had hit a deer. Wildlife collisions aren't uncommon in Wisconsin, where a third of public airports have deer warnings issued by the FAA. Airport managers say large animals like deer, coyotes, and turkeys have been a persistent problem, and they've resorted to some creative methods to scare them away.
That was a screamer.
Keith Marcano demonstrates a noisemaker fired from a pistol. He manages the airport in Waukesha County, where he uses loud noises to keep the animals at bay. Other managers, like Jim Woods at the Taylor County Airport in Medford, are setting up fences, in this case a 10-foot-tall, 8,000-foot-long fence. Woods thinks that'll go a long way towards blocking mammals, but he says birds are another challenge.
The geese actually scare me worse than the deer when you're flying, because you know a deer's going to run towards cover, and you can expect it. Boy, it's hard to see a goose.
50 deer strikes have been reported in Wisconsin since 1990, out of more than 1,100 wildlife incidents. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.